We turn now to Bobby Birchfield, a lawyer who represented the Republican National Committee, as well as several state and local parties in challenging the campaign finance law. Mr. Birchfield, Senator Feingold calls this a huge victory for democracy. Would you see it as a huge defeat for democracy?
Well, I do. The Supreme Court's decision, although it did uphold the law in large part, did narrow several of the important provisions in a helpful way. But nevertheless, today is a sad day for American democracy and a banner day for special interest groups.
How so? We're hearing that it was precisely those special interest groups which could give enormous contributions to politicians and thereby perhaps gain their influence.
Every day since this law was passed, and increasingly as the 2004 election draws near, we're reading in the paper and seeing on the news how groups such as the George Soros-led group Americans Come Together and MoveOn.org have committed to raise $500 million for the sole purpose of defeating President Bush next year. There will undoubtedly be groups on the other side who are opposing the Democratic nominee or supporting the Republican nominee. All of that money is now outside the system.
So when the majority opinion speaks of money flowing like water, finding new places to go, you think it's already there. That's where you see it.
There's no question about that. This statute is like a baseball player throwing behind the runner. They have passed a statute that tries to solve a problem that was yesterday's problem. To whatever degree there is going to be free debate in this country, it is far better to channel the resources for that debate through American political parties, which are the only entities in the political process that try to form broad-based coalitions as opposed to single-issue coalitions or single-candidate or anti-candidate coalitions, and who moderate the influences of extreme groups in society who push the envelope, who push for the most extreme results on their individual issues.
What's your take on which party does better under McCain-Feingold?
I think it is quite clear that the Republican Party has a broader fundraising base, and the average contribution to the Republican National Committee tends to be about $50. So I think the Republican Party does better than the Democratic Party generally in hard money. But the reason the parties were in this case was not because of Democrat versus Republican issues. We were joined in our efforts by the California Democratic Party. The reason they were in the lawsuit, for the most part, was because of the special interest groups that will be such large beneficiaries under this statute.
But you, of course, were there as legal counsel to the Republican National Committee.
To the Republican National Committee and numerous other state and local parties. That's
and
correct.
In that capacity, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Bobby Birchfield, Washington lawyer, who argued against the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law, which was upheld today by the U.S. Supreme Court.